Friday, May 10th marks the sesquicentennial anniversary of the completion of the Transcontinental Railroad in Utah. Heber Valley Railroad's executive director Mark Nelson explains why they're celebrating the event in Heber City.
There are thousands and thousands of train fans in Utah from all over the place. In fact, on Saturday the 11th, we have 500 people from the National Railroad Historic Society that have chartered a train. We're going to have every car we have taking them on a big ride. So there are lots of people here. And we also wanted to celebrate this because we're the only historic railroad in Utah. You can't take a ride in Ogden. You can't take a ride at Promontory. This is the only place you can actually ride on a 100-year-old train. So we wanted to have the celebration.
Festivities on the 10th began at 5:30 at the Heber Valley Railroad Depot with a variety of activities stretching until 11 p.m.
We're really excited. We have some period costume people who are going to be here between 5:30 and 6:30. Including an old heritage ballroom dance group that will be in the big skirts and everything, and they're going to do some dancing here on the platform.
Part of the celebration will also include an old western gunfight performed by the railroad's own Saltwater Bunch.
Lots of places and opportunities to take pictures. Inexpensive train ride, $10. We'll have some of our local history buffs on board to answer questions. When we get back, big party, bonfire, fireworks across the parking lot, a dance under the pavilion here. We're just going to whoop it up and have a lot of fun.
Nielsen says the event is also a good warm-up for the railroad as they plan their 120th anniversary celebration on September 21st. You can find more information about the Heber Valley Railroad's Golden Spike Party through a link on KPCW's website. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.